This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When I say that no one's bigger than the game has also never been bigger than where it is today. And that's exactly the opportunity that these guys have, is to play for something that's bigger than themselves. This is, listen, some of these guys have never even played in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but people are saying that this game is bigger than the Stanley Cup game last year and any Stanley Cup game that we're going to see this year. So it puts it into perspective of the opportunity that these guys have, and they're ready for the moment. The whole world will be watching tonight. They're going to leave it all on the ice. It's going to be a tremendous show, and I'm going to tell you this. Buckle up, strap in, pack a lunch, dinner, breakfast for tomorrow morning, whatever you need to do to get ready for 8 o'clock tonight, because it's all going to boil over.
There is ESPN's PK Subban talking about tonight's game and really how big he thinks it is going to be. I agree wholeheartedly that this game will get more viewers than last year's Stanley Cup. I think absolutely more than this year's Stanley Cup, unless something from this game pushes the NHL, you know, teams, rivalries, what have you, into a bigger stratosphere. But I've mentioned that. I think this game could play into how the NHL season the rest of the way plays out. Looking to last year's Stanley Cup final, and specifically Game 7, it averaged, and this is coming from, this is from ESPN's press room, averaged 7.7 million viewers. Now, Derek, me and you were talking about this the last few breaks. That was historic circumstances. This is a team with the Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid trying to do something that had never happened in NHL history. It's the reverse sweep. Down 3-0, force a game 7. Can you win it for the cup? That got to that point. Now, I think it was the Stanley Cup final as a whole averaged 4.2 million viewers. So that's actually already lower than what Saturday's game was just in American viewers as a whole. And I think that's what this is saying too, is it's just for the Stanley Cup final. This is just American viewers. But if that's true, 4.2 for last year's Stanley Cup final as a whole was lower than Saturday's first round preliminary matchup between U.S. and Canada, which was 4.4.
And like you said in the last hour, international rivalries will always bring people in no matter what. Mm-hmm. International competition as a whole, you mentioned it, how soccer signups for kids are always in World Cup year, or you see kids participating more in a certain Olympic event because it is on television on the Olympics. Because someone watches it, or like a kid watches it and goes, I want to do that. Like, that is something that happens. That is something that's real. International competition brings people to a television set. I was talking about how it's an entire vibe when I went to the Bills Stadium for a World Juniors game between these two countries. Featuring some of the players that are playing tonight, actually, as a matter of fact. Brady Tkachuk was on that team, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So there's something to that. If I wanted to actually look back for that World Juniors roster that played in the Bills Stadium, I think I'm gonna do that at the break. I'm gonna find out how many of the players playing tonight were playing in front of us here in Orchard Park, New York. But back to your point of how the viewership is already higher than last year's Stanley Cup final, it makes sense, especially because of the fact that it is also still a one-off.
Yeah.
Could this help this year's numbers versus last year's for the final? Maybe. I think it's tough because of the fact that you had a historic collapse on the horizon for that Game 7.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there might be people that didn't watch hockey before that might start watching now because of what has happened.
Well, and to bring up last year's Cup Final, what if it's a rematch between Florida and Edmonton with Connor McDavid and
Gary Bettman cries.
But that's the thing, and it's all of a sudden it's – and back to our original point, you know, who does the NHL want to see win this? If all of a sudden it's Tkachuk gets the Stanley Cup, McDavid gets the Four Nations, now it's maybe the and ultimately Tkachuk, I think, is just an assistant captain. He's not like the guy, but
yeah.
He's
kind Sasha Barkov's their captain.
But he's kind of become the guy,
the face.
For Florida.
He's the face.
Yeah. And so ultimately, you could maybe like I mean, and again, I always mention this with sports. Stories is what sells. A good story will get you to a television. Rivalries kind of being the main fixture of that. If it's a rematch between those two, effectively because of the faces, for not maybe the rubber match, but another matchup, is McDavid going to get another one over Tkachuk, another team award? And then knowing the Olympics comes up the next year, I mean, they could ride the coattails of this. And you will get more and more viewers into this because you're already seeing it. ESPN, we played that clip. PK was back on with Get Up. I mean, like, it was a different spot.
Yep.
So, there is so much I think the NHL can grab from this, which is awesome. Because that's what gets people to televisions. It is the rivalries. It is the storylines. And if you have Tkachuk versus McDavid, with the potential of it being... hey, this is going to be another award that maybe Tkachuk gets over McDavid, or McDavid finally got one over him, you know, quote unquote finally. Because for, you know, yes. Hockey fans, it's no, like, this is not even really a.
And it's not like
rivalry.
Matthew Tkachuk is in the same stratosphere as Connor McDavid in terms of talent.
No,
but in terms of impact.
Way. Yeah. And you don't have to sell it that way. You don't. Especially to an average fan. Why sell it any different other than, like, hey, this is going to be a big rivalry. Here we go.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell it as correct. Realistically, Tkachuk's still an amazing player. It's not like and I love Sam Bennett. It's not like Sam Bennett versus McDavid.
Right. Even though they were the same draft class.
Right. You know, Tkachuk is ultimately still a multiple 100-point scorer. He's still considered one of the best forwards in the league, if not overall players in the league.
And not to mention probably the top of your prototypical power forward.
Yeah. And if you're an American audience... hell
yeah. You like that guy.
Hell yeah, we beat the best Canadian player. Yeah, yeah. Our generation's Gretzky and Crosby, we beat the hell out of them. That's a selling point.
It is important to see what happens in this because of the fact that, like you said, the potential of the McDavid legacy, so to say, because this is his first opportunity with the best on best.
Mm-hmm.
And I would still like to think that it also has someone else in there. Nathan MacKinnon.
Mm.
MacKinnon and McDavid, their introduction to best-on-best international play was with Team North America.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was their intro.
That's right, yep.
Along with Matthews. But they didn't get any further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the NHL is weird and silly and sometimes dumb.
Sometimes. You act like it isn't most of the time.
I'm trying to be nice here today, Zachary. Trying. Okay, I got to save all my hate for tonight.
There we go.
But, yeah, there's a lot of questions that can be had within the hockey verse of what does this mean for certain players? And This is just the hockey dork in me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I love that Zach Werenski is having the tournament that he's having. He's tied for the lead with Crosby in points. And Zach Werenski has been the main reason that Columbus is threatening for a playoff spot after an offseason of downright tragedy.
Yep.
After another offseason of downright tragedy, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
They've had two of these.
Yes.
And Werenski is one of the main reasons that Columbus, of all teams, is in a threatening spot for a wild card. And it's because he is the superstar that he has been for Columbus. And he's carried that into the tournament. I love to see that. Eichel and Guentzel have had quietly some very good tournament play so far as well.
I think Eichel has 4 points so far.
So does Guentzel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Guentzel also had 2 goals in that Canada-US game.
Yeah. Eichel also hasn't been able to play with Tkachuk or Matthew Tkachuk for a while because he actually just missed their last game.
And
so you never know how much
they started the game and he was in the penalty box.
Yeah. So you never know actually how much better his tournament could be points-wise for both of them.
Yes. But there's a lot to this where, like, Matthew Boldy's having a nice little show up. Hey, I'm Matthew Boldy. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
He's got 3 points in this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that you can look into, and how deeply you want to look into it is all up to the person. But I'm looking at the guys that they haven't done enough. Like a Brad Marchand, like a Mitch Marner, like an Austin Matthews. Or even, ready, like a JT Miller. The Rangers get that guy back, and he's kind of been quiet. And in this tournament, all he did was get punched in the face by Colton Parayko.
Yeah, it's not a great tournament.
No.
That's not a great tournament.
No. Like, there was something I had seen, I think it was Frank Saravalli, saying, Elias Pettersson finished the tournament with 0 points. Yeah, JT Miller in as many games has 0 points. The only difference is that he got punched in the face a couple times.
Yeah, well, but to the same point, though, like, that was frustrating to not see anything
pop
off.
Bro actually punched himself in the face.
Yeah. But it was a little frustrating to not see anything pop off between Miller and Pettersson. I kind of want to see something.
Well, Pettersson's not that guy.
No, I don't care. Selfishly, I want to see something. And then at the end, I'm like, all right, both of you have done nothing offensively. I didn't see any chirping, and yet I hear all about it, and whatever.
Yeah.
One of you can leave now.
One of you can leave now.
I still want Pettersson on the Sabres, but selfishly, I was a little annoyed. I think Austin Matthews.
You know what's cheaper? You know what's cheaper to get? Mitchell Marner in free agency.
Yeah, but
cheaper in assets, not in money.
This conversation can be bookmarked, but like, Sabres culture isn't great. Like, they do need to change it. And Marner joining, it's like, okay, he's flashy, but like, it might be the same culture.
But he's good.
He's very, very good.
He's too good.
But I'm also like, I don't know. If he's a guy that helps the Sabres.
I'm just sitting here like, yes,
bring him in.
Do something different.
Matthews, though, you bring up a really interesting point
because the fact that he plays in the Canadian market in hockey mecca in Toronto,
and we've brought up McDavid though already, not really having the team success, but he has all of the accolades.
But he does now have a bit of that team success.
He's had a bit of the team success. We've already mentioned the dragging that team to
Matthews
a cup final.
Matthews does have an individualistic success so far.
He's a goal scorer. I mean, that's who he is.
He is a Richard winner.
Yes.
Typically contending for it.
And that does have a bit of a connotation to it. It does have a connotation of you scored a lot of goals. And maybe it's more the connotation of who's winning it. Matthews winning it. Has a lot of goals. We've already mentioned him and Marner, and really most of Toronto, the top-end talent, disappears in the playoffs. Matthews sort of being the main character to that. Having a 60-goal year, you've mentioned pretty much always in the running for the Rocket Richard. You know, what is
he's this? Already won it 3 times.
Yeah, and so what is this? You know, we already mentioned what this game could mean for McDavid and really the NHL as a whole. It could mean a whole of a hell lot for them in sort of marketing this game. What if Matthews goes out there, though, tonight and has like 2 goals? And the US, and the Americans do win 3-2.
And like McDavid, this is the first best on best that you're playing for your country.
Yep.
The two of them together played for a combined version.
Mm-hmm.
It was super fun. I wish they would bring that ideal back. But last year, Austin Matthews had 69 goals.
It's like the 80s right there, baby.
That's more than nice. That is stupendous.
That is the 80s right there. We don't play goalie in this league.
Yeah. He's won a Hart Trophy. Like, this is this is another thing that he could add. And being in Toronto, that'd be a big deal. I'm excited for when some of these players come back to their respective teams based on the results.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Tell me how funny it would be if U.S. wins and it's like, hey, congratulations to all these players. And Austin Matthews with Team USA, boo.
He's getting booed to oblivion. He's getting booed to oblivion. It does not help that you have no real team success with Toronto, and then the bit of team success you have is with the United States beating Canada.
Yep.
Booed to oblivion.
It'd be funny. It would be funny.
There's so many of these guys, though, that this could...
Like 2010, I will never forget that game in Pittsburgh. The Sabres are on the road in Pittsburgh. They're introducing the players that had played in the Olympics, and Ryan Miller gets the standing O in Pittsburgh. And the face of the franchise, who's won multiple cups with the Penguins, gets booed to oblivion because he scored the goal that won it for Canada.
He's a hero, but not tonight.
Not tonight. He's our guy, but tonight, nope, I don't like him.
Tonight, he is a
menace. I don't like him strictly in this context. Once the game starts, I'll go back to loving him, but right now, no.
Yeah, you mentioned his nationality, and that's hurtful. But it's,
ow, my pride.
But there's so many guys here, and to this point, we're mentioning this, but it's still the appetizer platter that we've mentioned. That it's a really good one.
Ready? Even Brad Marchand tonight in Boston is playing for Canada.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be another one of those fun moments of, like, bro's going to get booed, and he knows why.
That's all right.
But it's Brad Marchand, though.
It'll build up for the 26 Olympics and everything that'll mean. It will probably be these two teams again because you're now building this chemistry and these two will want this again. These two teams, I mean, will want this again. I'm also looking to see, like, who it gave you some more confidence going into the playoffs. That feeling of, you know, playing a meaningful tournament in the middle of the season.
Especially.
Who kind of kickstarts their season. Or even just gives them the faith of, I can do this.
Yes.
I can do this. Like Mitch Marner, you've mentioned, has not had a great tournament. He does have an overtime goal, though. And that could mean something to someone's mentality. If Matthews goes out tonight, and like I mentioned, scores two to give the U.S. a 3-2 win.
Or even scores an important goal.
Yeah, an overtime winner. Same thing as Marner.
Not even
what
that.
Does that do for him?
Say he brings them to within one and they ultimately win.
Right.
Say, like, he's the catalyst of a comeback. Or
what does that do for someone's mentality?
Or he helps them buffer a lead to a two-goal lead late.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that context does matter. Like, if he scores a goal in a blowout win, like 4-1, and he's the fourth goal, it's like, okay, cool. But the context matters here, and I think that there is a lot of opportunity for context to help some of these players with their legacy, especially because for a lot of them, internationally, that legacy is only just beginning now, this late in their careers.
Yeah, and that's maybe something
that's
that
the disgusting thing that I hope Gary Bettman never gets to live down.
That's something I think I've maybe lost a little bit to, but I've mentioned that I really don't have many thoughts on international hockey. Has become, I don't see,
because it wasn't
on best.
There.
Yeah.
They weren't there. The last two things that you remember are non-Olympic tournaments, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
World Cup of Hockey, NHL run, NHL sanctioned. Four Nations Cup, NHL run, NHL sanctioned. In between that, you've had a bunch of former pros for the Canadians who go walking away with gold.
Yeah.
Because no one could stack up to that. And just a lot of who the heck cares on the American side of it because the NHL has not gone to the Olympics in the last two. And again, for Austin Matthews, he has yet to play for Olympic gold.
Mm-hmm.
Connor McDavid has yet to play for Olympic gold.
Man, 26 is going to be awesome. Going back to our first call today, this is the perfect appetizer
to what we will see next year.
Going back to
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our first caller today, DJ, he mentioned it too, like the NHL won already. They got the two best teams. They had a great game on Saturday, and now they're probably gonna have a great game tonight. The NHL's already won because they can now milk this for all it's worth going into 26. You've already mentioned a lot of these guys just simply don't have any legacy with their national teams because it's been taken away from them, not due to their own ability, but to the league's incompetence at times, most of the time, and
definitely this time.
And now the league is seeing, and maybe this is all due to the fact, for many of us, we have not seen international hockey like this in a long time. Maybe that's why you're getting the ratings.
We literally haven't seen this since the World Cup of Hockey, not even Olympic.
Yeah, but I also think it is because I mentioned what Saturday's game was. I thought that was a love letter to both generations of hockey that you hear a lot about. The current generation of high skill, speed, go, 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 and the older generation of tough, fights, beat the hell out of somebody. I think it was a mixture of both, and I think that's why it has grabbed
it
a lot of average people's attentions.
Saturday night was the ode to the power forward.
Yeah, and I think and I'm 26, but like that's a big reason why I liked it. It was this feeling of it's a mixture of both things that people love about hockey. No, it is not the game is grinding to a halt because we keep fighting and it's bench clearing and stuff like that. But it's also
Canada,
7-6. We don't play defense. It's all about skill, baby.
Canada, by the way, has 3 Olympic gold medalists on their roster for tonight. There are players that have done this.
Yeah, it's not everybody.
They have done this before. But there's still 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's Crosby, yep. Marchand,
yep.
Doughty.
Oh, yeah.
So it's – and, like, you look at the U.S. roster, no one that was there played for anything of a chance at Olympic gold.
No.
None of them. And, again, the U.S. was needing to use kids over the past few years, including Buffalo Sabre Jordan Greenway.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's right. I forgot about that.
And former Sabre Brian Gionta having to play in those.
Don't stop. Now you've lost me. Now you've done it. You've lost me.
It's fun facts time.
It's fun facts time. You bring up Brian Gionta. That's not fun, Derek.
It's not fun because of Sabres.
It's just a fact. It's like me bringing up Crusade facts. None of them are fun. They just happened. Brian Gionta. That's a fun fact. No, it's not.
I think it's fun because you're just now collapsing in real time because of it.
Brian Gionta. We're still in the bad times, by the way, for the Sabres. That's just like a pinnacle point.
That's
for me.
Why it's fun. Ugh. You have to drag out the interesting points now.
There you are. You're throwing out another word. Interesting. No, I would not put Brian Gionta with interesting facts. Would not do that. Jordan Greenway's at least like, oh, it's a fun fact. I like Greenway. He plays the right way. I kind of like him. It's cool. Brian Gionta. Oh, I hated that period of time.
We're still in that period of time.
Thanks for the reminder. They're last in the East.
You know, this is usually me.
I can't wait for Saturday.
This is usually me.
Are they playing the Rangers at home? Is it at home?
It is.
Oh, great. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
Lie to me next time.
I think this is very interesting now.
Great.
We're getting a crash out.
Not that bad. It's not that bad. I'll watch Saturday, too. I'll watch Saturday. I'm going to be there. Tonight's game has got me like geared up for hockey. It's more just going to be the reminder. I'm going to turn on pregame.
You're gonna be reminded, oh, this is hell, and we're in it.
I'm going to turn on pregame, and it's like, well, the Sabres are in 10th in the East. And it's like, oh, hell. I forgot.
10th?
Here we go.
10th?
Oh.
You said 10th.
Did I?
Yes.
Last.
It's 16th.
The 10th in the Atlantic, I'm sorry. Or in the
East.
East, there we go. Great. Well, tonight's game can't happen slow enough, actually, because then it's just a cruel, cruel reminder.
You just want it to be timeless.
Yeah, because then it's a cruel, cruel, cruel reminder.
You just want it to exist in a bubble. And you can just go back
into
the bubble.
Yeah, I just want time to stop. It's like, oh, yeah, we've been living this for 60 years. It's still great.
It's still awesome.
Vibes are fun. Don't start up again. Don't get me Saturday. Remember the Elias Pettersson rumors? Those were awesome. Those were a really good time. Kevin Weeks' tweet about Elmwood, that was awesome.
Teams are interested in Dylan Cousins.
It was Chippewa, by the way.
Chippewa,
it was
Chippewa. And then also, there you go, reminding me that nothing happened.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
No problem. You're welcome.
Goodness. I don't want this tournament to end. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Expo and Show. This is WGR.